Hello, it's Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. A lot of those who believe that the Jews are still God's chosen people, or that the physical nation of Israel over in the Middle East represents God's people, they'll take you to Romans chapter 11 to try to prove that. And one of the verses that they'll use is verse 28, where the Bible reads, "As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance." And they'll see right there, according to that, you know, they're still God's chosen people. But let's look at that a little more carefully. If these people are the people of God, then why would God call them our enemies? Notice the first thing he says there in verse 28. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. Now, people will tell you today, oh, the Jews are our friends. The Jews are our allies. We're Judeo-Christian, or Israel's a great ally. But hold on a second. What does the Bible say? The Bible says in verse 28, as concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. So if I said today, well, the Jews are my enemies, people would freak out today. But isn't that what the Bible just said in Romans 11, 28? But listen to the rest of the verse. It says, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. Now, what does it mean to be beloved? Just take the B off the beginning. It means to be loved. That's what beloved means, to be loved. So are the Jews today, are the children of Israel today loved? Are they beloved? Yes, they are. Of course they do. Now, I love the Jews today. I love the children of Israel today. God loves the children of Israel. They are beloved of God. But wait a minute. Does that make them God's people? No, it doesn't. Does that mean they're not our enemies? No, it doesn't. See, the Bible's real clear here. They are enemies of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's far from being God's people or a holy nation or God's chosen people. No, he said they're enemies of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but they're beloved for the Father's sake. So here's my attitude toward the Jews today. I love them, but I consider them enemies of the gospel. I love them, but they're an enemy. You say, well, that doesn't make any sense. Well, doesn't the Bible say love your enemies? Jesus said love your enemies. He says the Jews are enemies of the gospel, but we should still love them. We shouldn't hate Jews. But we shouldn't lie and say that they're God's chosen people when they're not. So again, people are just looking at this verse and they're just taking the part that they want to see. Oh, they're beloved for the Father's sake. No one's arguing with that. We all know that God loves them. God wants them saved. You know, Jesus loves the little children of the world. But that doesn't make them God's chosen people. And that doesn't make the nation of Israel the people of God.